Hello, welcome to another episode of 10 Minute Grammar with me, Donna Reish, Language Arts Lady. So if you remember, where we left off last time was a next level of noun markers slash articles. So we are going back through all 10 parts of speech, just like I did in the first 10 episodes of this broadcast. But now we are going to the next level. So we're going to take it up a notch. We are not going to just talk about what they are and maybe some tips for teaching, like any the three little words, tell you that a noun is about to be heard, that kind of thing. But instead, we are going to go to the next level of teaching. So what after they memorize noun markers, then what happens? What do we want them to do with them? How can we train them to use them to differentiate between a noun and a verb, for example? So anyway, that was all in episode number 28. So today's episode is the second of the 10 parts of speech, and this is nouns. All right, so back up for the first 10 parts of speech, I went in a certain order. The order that I chose was number one, that the first one be very easy. Noun markers, three little words, ane, the. This second criterion was that we get to sentence writing as quickly as we can with the fewest number of parts of speech. And the reason for that is because, let me say it again, phonics is for reading and spelling, and grammar is for writing and speaking. So we want to write. That's the whole purpose of learning grammar and speaking, right? Okay. So that's the second criterion. The third criterion is that things that are easily confused with each other are not right up against each other. So nouns are not right up against pronouns when I teach them. And adverbs are not right up against adjectives when I teach them. And the final criterion is that the things go together. They're close to each other if they affect each other. So adjectives will come next week because guess what? Adjectives usually describe nouns, and today is nouns. Okay, today is nouns because noun markers tell you that a noun is coming. And last week we had noun markers. So that is just a little bit about the madness, right? The method to my madness. So let's dig into nouns. Now we all know, and kids can always say from second grade on, that a noun is a person, place, thing, or idea. Now, the problem is that they don't know what that means, right? And so, they're very quick to say person, place, thing, idea, person, place, thing, idea. And then we are, as teachers, the ones who say, okay, now what are persons? And then we go around, we say teacher, boy, girl, mailman, truck driver, whatever we might see out the window or in the classroom, right? Guinea pig, right? And those are the guinea pig isn't a person, but those are people. And then place, we say, like the school, the yard, the park, right? Those are places. Things, of course, are toys, dogs, pen, highlighter, pencil, camera, whatever. And then, of course, ideas, kind of later added. And that is to encompass those, like qualities and virtues and things like that, like love and hope and stuff. So, with those things in mind, we move into the two kinds of nouns. And the problem with the two kinds of nouns, common and proper, isn't so much that this is our category of common and this is our category of proper, but the problem really lies in the fact that we don't know when to capitalize things. Like, do we capitalize ocean in Atlantic Ocean? Do we capitalize island in Hawaiian Islands? Do we capitalize husky in Alaskan husky? And so then we get into a lot of capitalization issues. So proper and common nouns take a ton of practice. And I just tell my kids, you're just gonna, I look it up. I'll just say right there in front of them. They'll say, do I cap jazz? Somebody was just doing a report about genres of music. Do I cap jazz? I'm like, I don't know. Let's look it up, because nobody knows for sure every single thing in the world of how the capitalization falls and whether something is considered a proper or a common noun. So I teach my students that common and proper go like this. Common is any. So any boy, any girl, that boy, that girl, this boy, this girl, any common one. And proper, I teach that they are formal. So those are the formal names. So instead of girl, we say Susie, and that is her formal name. Instead of boy, we say Bob, and that is his formal name. Instead of teacher, we say Miss Donna, and that is my formal name. So I kind of use proper and formal interchangeably because I feel like they understand formal a little bit more than they do proper. So I will use those two terms interchangeably. The other thing is that I always say that when we're formal, we are more dressed up, right? We are fancier when we are formal. And so proper nouns need capitalized. And that's another way that if something is written correctly, they can tell the difference between a common and a proper noun. All right, next area that we run into problems with nouns is the area of showing possession. So I always tell my kids that pronouns never show possession with apostrophes. Almost never. Okay, at least not personal ones like his, hers, their, our, ours, my, mine. No apostrophes with those. All right. And then I tell them, but nouns always need apostrophes to show possession. And then I remind them that when you possess something, you own it. All right. So possession simply means ownership. Now that gets a little bit tricky because you're like, the man's son. Well, does he own his son? Well, the son belongs to the man. So we're going to say, yes, the son belongs to the man. We're going to say that he possesses him in that case. But again, it's that possess means owner. Possess means owner. When you possess something, you have a possession, you own it. So always relate in all teaching anything that is unknown to the known. And if you know they know something, then capitalize on that. All right. And then lastly is the problem of how to show possession with nouns. All right. So I have a saying that my kids quote with me all the time when we are correcting our editor duty sentences or any sentences where they have to fix possession errors or they have to show possession when they write or something like that. And that is that I look at it and I say, this belongs to this. So let me use the example of glass, the glass's handle. Okay. The glass's handle. The handle belongs to the glass. So we're going to write the word. So then I say, handle belongs to the glass. Then I say, write the word glass first. This is the most important step in creating possessive nouns. I tell them, write the noun first. Don't figure it out in your head and write it at show possession, but write the noun that owns it first. So in this case, they are going to write the noun glass. And then I say this. I say glass, the handle belongs to the glass. So we write the word glass. Glass does end in an S. So we need apostrophe on the outside. And the other way is also true. Let's use the cup's handle. All right. So I tell them the cup handle belongs to the cup. So write the word, write the owner first, cup, then say, cup doesn't end in an S. So I need apostrophe S. And they're just like all going, all the time. They know that. And they know that that means that they're going to look and see the word that they wrote because they wrote the owner first. They wrote that owner before they ever messed with any apostrophes or any S's or anything like that. All right. And so that is how I teach apostrophe S versus S apostrophe. Now, some handbooks still do the old apostrophe S if it makes a new sibilant and all that kind of stuff. But more modern teaching of this is that if the word doesn't end in an S, you need apostrophe S. If it does end in an S, then you need an apostrophe on the outside. But the key is writing the noun, the owner first, because otherwise you start writing cups and then you say, because I'm writing an S because it belongs to somebody, right? So I'm going to write cups because the handle belongs to the cup. So I'm going to write cups because I know it's going to have an S at the end. No. Write cup. You write the owner first. And that is how I teach all of my kids possession. And it's really actually quite foolproof, especially after a while of hearing me say, cup doesn't end in an S. So I need apostrophe S, right? So that is how I teach all possessive nouns. All right. I have so much more to say about nouns, but we'll have to do that on the third level of noun teaching. But I want to end this with the concept that nouns are not second grade skills, right? Kids, my students actually, who get nines and tens on everything, I use a 10 grading scale, they get nines and tens on all their grammar, you know, most of their writing, all their spelling. When it comes to an assignment where they're finding 100 nouns in sentences, they might get 75, they might get 80. And it is because nouns are not a second grade skill. It is because nouns look like other things, like talking heads, talking is an adjective. Give a talk, that is a noun. He will talk at noon, that is a verb. So the tip I want to leave you with for this is to teach them to substitute a for sure noun, something that they know for sure. They're saying, well, he's going to give a talk. And they're like, that's a verb because it's talk. And I say, what can you substitute in there? He's going to give a speech. Okay, is speech a verb? No, speech is a noun. So this is a noun. So use that substitution method, and that will really help as well. I'll teach more about that later, because that takes a lot of practice to be able to discern the differences between nouns, adjectives, and verbs. But what I want to leave you with is, don't make the assumption that nouns are second grade skills. All right, I will see you next time on 10 Minute Grammar, when we will move into adjectives, because they do something to nouns, and we're going to get closer to writing sentences. I'll see you then.